Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news on the team news front ahead of the game against Manchester City. Steve Bruce's 12th place side take on City in a behind closed doors game on Wednesday. That's Alan Saint-Maximin and Miguel Almiron might not be involved, while Andy Carroll is struggling with a groin problem and Jamal Lascelles has got an ankle issue. They could also be sat in the stands. Sean Longstaff and Isaac Hayden are also sat now with hamstring worries. Bruce has had this to say to the Shields Gazette. Unfortunately, we've picked up one or two injuries. I'll not know the extent until training at 2 o'clock. It's fair to say Almiron and Saint-Maximin in particular are struggling. Andy Carroll picked up a groin strain. Jamal's got a sore ankle. Isaac and Sean are possibly our fittest players, and unfortunately, they've picked up soft tissue injuries. Everyone's in the same boat following the restart, and we understand we'll pick up a lot of injuries along the way. Moving on then into other news, and ahead of that game against City, and Bruce has laid down a challenge to his players. He's called for them to be more aggressive in their game against City. The Magpies lost 2-0 against the Citizens without threatening Pep Guardiola's side on the counter-attack. Bruce must weigh up whether he should revert back to a back five or stick with his more traditional back four, system that has yielded 8 points in 10 goals in the game since the lockdown. United will head to the Etihad Stadium at a huge outsiders, but Bruce insists a bit more aggression could help them along their way. And he's also heaped praise on Jonjo Shelvey for his outstanding form, he said. After the last few weeks, Southampton saw City on Sunday night, and Bruce says that Shelvey, who netted in the draw against West Ham, can get the rewards for his efforts once again and kick on for the rest of the season. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.